Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We count it a privilege this morning to share a few minutes of your Sunday morning. This is the first Sunday of spring, a good time to be up and about this morning. It is our prayer and our hope that God has enabled you and you're up making preparation to enter in the house of the Lord to lift up the precious name of Jesus today. And we're thankful for this time that God has given to us, what He's allotted to us, most of all for His precious saving grace that was extended to us one day many years ago. We thank the Lord for that this morning, and we'd invite you to come join us out at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community. Actually, our mailing address is Trenton, Ohio, but we're physically located just out of Woodsdale there, and we'd love to have you come by. Sunday school starts at 10, worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening we have a youth service and an adult Bible study. We'd invite you to come join us for that. We have a couple special announcements today. Next Saturday night at 6 o'clock, we're going to be having a singing there at the church, and we just invite everyone to come join us. If you got a song, just come right on, and we'll have time and make room for you. We know we just want to have a good service and lift up the name of the Lord, and I'm sure there'll be singing and testimony and maybe a little preaching to go along with it, but we'd invite you to come join us. That's Saturday night, March 27th at 6 o'clock. And then we want to make this announcement starting on the 11th of April. That's the Sunday after Easter. We're going to pick start our Sunday night service back up. Be starting at 6 o'clock on April 11th. So we'd invite you to come join us. Keep us in your prayers this morning. And with that, we would ask that you join us now in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, this morning, God, we realize, Lord, that there's much, God, Father, that deserves our attention, Lord. And Father God, there's much to, Lord, that we need to bring here unto you, God. But Father, we trust this morning, Lord, that you know today what we have need of. God, we've come this morning, Father, with a feeble offering, God, for you. Lord, believing this morning, God, that it's not this that you see, but, oh God, Father, that it's the precious blood that's been applied this morning, and God, that makes it fit and meet for the Master's use today. And Lord God, as we come before you this morning, how to lift up your precious and holy name, Father, to declare to a lost and a dying world how that Jesus saves today. And Lord God, we ask you today, Father, how that you might look down and sanction, God, Father, that you might put your stamp of approval, Lord, God, on the little time that you allot to us. Father, we thank you this morning, God, for each and everything that you do, and Lord, for every opportunity you provide, God, that we might tell someone about that precious Savior today, and Lord God, I know this morning, Father, there are many more able, and God, bless them this morning, we pray, Father, wherever today, your children gather and assemble, wherever this morning, they lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Christ, Father God, use them to your honor and your glory, Father, let the word go forth. I'm purity and power this morning. God, surely this day, we look to you to bless these few moments of time. God, we'd ask you again this morning how to bless the good station, Father. God, and all the ones how that make it possible this morning. Father God, we'd ask today how that it might be a help to someone. God, that it might bless them that's not able today to be up and about your business. Father God, and perchance, perhaps this morning, Lord, there's someone listening that don't know you and a free pardon of sin. Father God, we pray this morning that you'd set that conviction up there in their heart this morning. God, that they might understand how they need a Savior today. Father, time is surely running out for us. God, I know this morning how you not told us how the day nor the hour. But Father, whether you come for us all or you come just for me, Lord, I know the days are numbered. And God, we'd ask you this morning, God, Father, to bless them that on the beds of affliction today, Lord, them that we've heard about down over the week, God, Father, that need your touch. Again, Lord, those that walk in the valley of the shadow of death. Lord God, more than anything this morning, save our people, God. Lord, I know this morning how you stand ready and willing to save them that will come today. Lord, I'm glad this morning how you said that you in no wise cast them out. Lord, if they'd call, you'd answer. And God, give them the courage this morning to call upon your holy name. Father, today bless them on the battlefield, them in the service of our country. And God, be with them and their families this morning. And God, the leaders of our land today. Father God, it breaks our heart to see how far we've come. Lord, that it's more about legacies, more about self-promotion than it is the good of a country. Father, oh God, Jeremiah lamented over his God. We lament for ours today. And ask you, Lord, how to send revival out to the church this morning. And God, send revival out of your children today. Father, bless now the reading, the teaching, the preaching of your holy word. And God, those that will follow along after us throughout the day, God, we pray that you would use and bless them. For we ask it all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm going to read a few verses today. I'll be found in the 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul writing here, beginning at the first verse. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience. I am the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, I should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. My friend, this morning, I understand today, I would do all in my power to do for you. I'm rather occasionally, someone will call, someone will ask. I'm rather sometimes they'll say, preacher, I want to be baptized. I'm begin to explain to them. I'm rather, have you believed from the heart this morning? Have you accepted and received Christ as your Savior? I know I just want to be baptized. I'm sorry. You'll have to go elsewhere. I'm brother, why? I'm brother, because this morning we believe today that glorious light must shine in your heart. I'm brother, the only true subjects for baptism are them that have been born again, already believed, already taken in the precious holy word of God. I'm brother, Paul said, I'm not. I handled the word of God deceitfully. I'm brother, listen. I'm not here this morning I'd gain anything for me. But I would to God today that we might see how souls gained for the cause of God this morning. That we might hear the report that someone somewhere has received and accepted Christ as their Savior today. And brother, if you don't have this treasure in your earthen vessel, and brother, there's nothing the water of man, whether it runs down the rivers, the riverbank, and brother, whether it's in a little pool somewhere, and brother, there's nothing it can do for you. But thanks be unto God this morning, God hath made a way that each and every one could be born again, partakers of the gift. I'm brother, that light has shined in the darkness today. I provided you an opportunity. Boys, I'm glad this morning that God saw fit to let that light shine into my heart one day. I'm brother, this week as my spiritual birthday. How did it happen? I'm brother, the word of God, I set conviction up in my heart. The Spirit revealed to me my loss and undone condition. I'm brother, and upon obedience to the word, I come and repented of my sin. I'm brother, I invited Jesus in at that moment, in that instant. I like the book of Hebrews. I states I was saved to the uttermost. I'm brother, it wasn't until I did this, or if I did that, from that moment to this, I'm on my way to glory, on my way to heaven this morning. I'm brother, the good news I bring to you is that God makes the same offer unto you today, that you too, I can have this treasure, you too, I can experience his mercy, you too, I can know what it means to be born again. I'm, brother, on your way to glory. I was thinking this morning about how good it is to know that when my earthly house, this tabernacle, be dissolved, I'm, brother, not if it is, but when it is, I have a home eternal in the heavens. I'm not made with hands this morning. I'm, brother, you can rejoice in that. It brings me great comfort and solace. I'm, brother, to know this morning that the race is not in vain. Paul said, no, we've not done it out of craftiness. We've not done it for our gain. I'm, brother, we've not handled the word of God deceitfully. I'm, brother, I come not to preach me, but to preach Christ. I to tell you about the one this morning that can save you. Yes, I'll pray for you. Yes, I love you. I mean, brother, none of that I would have been possible if I hadn't first received Christ as my Savior this morning. Brother, it's not that I've done or not that I've earned, but praise God, this morning He extended mercy. I believed and grace came, and brothers, this morning I'm blood bought, born again because of Him, not because of me today. And I'm glad you can have the same thing if you'll call upon Him. Would you do that before it's too late? God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.